Watch, Antifa accosts women, children, elderly, and restaurant goers after MAGA march. By Lana Shadwick on November 14, 2020. Antifa and BLM wasted no time in accosting women, children, families, and the elderly as they walked down Washington, D.C. streets after the Million MAGA march on Saturday. Protesters threw large fireworks and projectiles at restaurant goers eating outside and flashed laser lights into hotel rooms. D.C. Metropolitan Police blocked off BLM Plaza so Million MAGA march attendees could not go through. Trump supporters had to walk through a gauntlet of BLM, Antifa, and Black Bloc assailants in order to leave the area. A Black woman hauled off and sucker punched a man carrying a Trump flag. D.C. police blocked off BLM again so Trump supporters couldn't get through and were made to go through BLM group, which then attacked them. Hashtag Million MAGA March pic.twitter.com/TS7ID51X. Jorge Ventura Media, at Ventura Report, November 14, 2020. Rioters walked down the street and harassed an elderly couple while trying to rip a Trump flag out of their hands. BLM Antifa attacked an elderly couple leaving the D.C. Trump rally. Video by At Ventura Report, pic.twitter.com/JOPLAUFEL. Ending O, at Mr. Ending O, November 14, 2020. They threatened and harassed an elderly man walking down the street with a scooter. They pushed the scooter down and threw unidentified liquids at him. They yelled, "Get the FK out of here. You better run, mother FKer. You better run, mother FKer." A older Trump supporter on a bicycle was knocked down and had liquid dumped on him by BLM Antifa rioters in D.C. pic.twitter.com/jupuito8y. Ending O, at Mr. Ending O, November 15, 2020. D.C., BLM and Antifa threaten and intimidate an elderly Trump supporter out of BLM Plaza. Unknown liquids can be seen being thrown on the elderly man. Also attempts to hit him with an American flag pic.twitter.com/ru9hxgzmd2. Drew Hernandez, at Lives Matter Show, November 14, 2020. Protesters attacked a middle-aged woman walking with other women and some Trump supporters. A Black woman hit the woman in the back of the head. At BLM Plaza, where Trump supporters are being ran out by BLM and Antifa members. Right before I started rolling, they grabbed this woman's hair and stole her American flag. Trump supporters are either being escorted out by police or attacked by a mob. pic.twitter.com/wobs44lqw. Savannah Hernandez, at sev_says_, November 14, 2020. BLM rioter rushes in and punches a woman in the back of the head as she's walking away. Hashtag Million MAGA March pic.twitter.com/1LRFD4MLXW. Ending O, at Mr. Ending O, November 14, 2020. A Black mother with her young children wearing a Blue Lives Matter hat and a Trump jacket frantically told police officers she wanted to press charges against her assailants. The assailants cornered her and asked her why she had her children there. She was pushing a child in a stroller and shielding her preteen daughter when she was attacked, reported Breitbart News. Why did you bring your kid here? BLM supporter shouts to family after fight broke out on BLM Plaza. pic.twitter.com/DT3BullRun56. Jorge Ventura Media, at Ventura Report, November 14, 2020. Children walking down the street with their family were frightened by the mob and were crying. A family with children are in tears as they are followed and harassed by Antifa. Hashtag Million MAGA March pic.twitter.com/KB8F2SJ1E5. Ending O, at Mr. Ending O, November 14, 2020. BLM and Antifa assaulted, threw eggs and liquids at a young couple trying to walk through the BLM Plaza. The female cried out in fear. D.C., Trump supporters attacked by Antifa and BLM. Antifa and BLM hit, throw eggs and unknown liquids at Trump supporters walking through BLM Plaza. You can hear, see and hear the female Trump supporter cry in fear. pic.twitter.com/no1qdp4kld. Drew Hernandez, at Lives Matter Show, November 14, 2020. Breitbart News reported that protesters stomped on an older man's head after the rally. A Black man ran up behind a Trump supporter and bushwhacked him, making him fall to the ground. brutal assault by a violent armed group who was later arrested for assault and illegal weapon, firearms and concealed knives, charges. pic.twitter.com/vooch2hn6hj5. Kaylin from Scriber, @FromKaylin, November 14, 2020. Antifa beat another man about the head and body with a flagpole. Antifa Black Bloc in DC beat a man on the head using a stolen flag as a stick. They're still roaming the streets tonight in packs looking for Trump supporters. Video by It Lives Matter Show, pic.twitter.com/we4a0sicu. Ending O, @MrEndingO, November 15, 2020. As restaurant goers were dining outside, Antifa and BLM threw large fireworks and projectiles at them. Antifa and BLM members attack people who are eating dinner near BLM Plaza. They threw projectiles in a large firework. pic.twitter.com/w96nb, Zajadef. Julio Roses, @Julio_Roses11, November 14, 2020. BLM Antifa attacked more people having dinner in DC. They trash one of the tables and yell at others with bullhorns. Video by @ThomasMorales_4. pic.twitter.com/cd6czvr8. Ending O, @MrEndingO, November 14, 2020. They gathered outside of hotels where Trump supporters were staying. Large mob of BLM Antifa gather outside a DC Hilton hotel where some #MAGAMillionMarch attendees are staying. pic.twitter.com/quack1sarf. Ending O, @MrEndingO, November 14, 2020. One BLM protester hassled a woman wearing a red MAGA hat and kept calling her a BCH. BLM protester repeatedly calls a woman wearing a Trump hat a bitch outside a Hyatt hotel in DC. Video by @Nieto_Philip. pic.twitter.com/m3mx8ico1t. Ending O, @MrEndingO, November 14, 2020. A horde of BLM and anti-fascists shone lights and lasers into hotel rooms of the Capitol Hilton Hotel. They were stopped from rushing into the lobby. Unable to rush the lobby of the Capitol Hilton Hotel in D.C., a mob of BLM Antifa are standing in the street and shining lights and lasers into the building's windows. Video by It Lives Matter Show, pic.twitter.com/cmcbk8tcxk. Ending O, @MrEndingO, November 14, 2020. BLM and Antifa rioters clashed with peace officers outside the Capitol Hilton. They were reported to have been pushed back with pepper spray. BLM Antifa rioters try to fight police outside the Capitol Hilton Hotel. They get pepper sprayed and pushed back. pic.twitter.com/csw7eggjwks. Ending O, @MrEndingO, November 15, 2020. Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart News. She is a trial lawyer who previously served as a prosecutor and family court associate judge in Texas. Follow her on Parler.